So now we can close our eyes and we can do some meditation, which is the most enjoyable part of a monk's life. So you close your eyes and get your awareness on your body. Having the awareness on your body, just get to know your body. It's always changing every day. But especially it's important because we're going to try and relax our body very deeply to bring it to a state of calm. In order to relax something, we've got to know it first of all. So we can start just with the area of your body called your legs. And we regard that part of your body just like it was a friend of ours, not just doesn't belong to us, because we've got to care for it, look after it. So right now, ask your legs how they feel. How are you down there? Is there anything I can do for you, legs, to make you more comfortable? I'll ask that question. I've got my left toe just a bit squashed under my right knee, so I'm going to change that posture a little bit. This feels better. And I keep asking, are you still okay, legs? Is there something else I can do for you? And as you all know, those who've been here before, this is a combination of mindfulness and awareness of part of your body, plus kindness, caring for what you're aware of. And that means you can relax your body a lot. Once your legs are nicely relaxed, then you can move up your body to your butt, your buttocks. And I give them special attention to every meditator because that transfers the massive weight of your body onto the thing supporting it, whether it's a cushion or a chair. And that can be quite a lot of pressure there. So you want to make sure that that feels good. People sometimes fidget doing meditation. It's only because they didn't get their buttocks in the right place to begin with. So be sensitive. Look after your body with awareness together with the kindness. And then from there you move up to your back and your torso. In some meditations I just spend a lot of time just feeling not just the back but just all the organs inside my body. I don't exactly know which one's which and what their names are, but I can feel them. And making sure that every one of these is in reasonable comfort. If they're not, I just focus on that area. Zoom in on it. And give it kindness. Relax it. Ease it, send it warm, send it good energy, whatever you call it. Send energy to that area. And it just heals. I teach this, you know, to even cancer groups. To really relax deeply and send good energy. Your own radiation therapy, kindness radiation, to tumors and stuff, or to wounds after surgery, which need to heal. And go right up your back and your torso. And make sure my back is really comfy. Sometimes I lean back if I'm on a chair, sometimes I lean forward. You find your best position. And then your shoulders. Shoulders, relax your shoulders. And sometimes, just what I did as habit now, I tense up the shoulders, get them really tight, scrunch them up as much as I can, then let go. And it relaxes to a position much more at ease than when I started. I can feel my shoulders. I really relax them, I care for them. It's my mind says, thank you, shoulders, for all the jobs you've done in your life. And a little bit of gratitude relaxes things. You say that to people you live with. Thank you, mummy, thank you, daddy, thank you, husband, wife. Just that little bit of gratitude makes people feel more at ease. And then down the hands, down the arms to the hands. Making sure everything is in a really good position. I'm going to change the position of my hands because they weren't really as comfortable as I can know I can get them. So if I don't own my hands, I'm just working with them. Not controlling, but being a good friend. When we think we own things, sometimes we get scared, we get controlling, we can't just relax them. And when my hands are nice and comfy, they feel really good now. Go back up to my shoulders and to my neck. Oh, my neck feels a bit tense. So I'm just going to move the head around a bit until I can get it to be as comfortable as it can, with the head well balanced. And as I usually say most times when I teach meditation, if you have any hay fever, but we've had rain, yay, cleans the air out. So my throat is feeling really good. But if you do have any irritations in your throat, just see what's necessary to be kind to it and care for it, to release a lot of the tension. There's a tension which causes a lot of the pain. And irritation. I'm going to go to my face. Relax everything around my eyes and my mouth and any other place I can find any tension in the muscles of my face. I loosen everything up. Sometimes I do this, you know, before I go to sleep at night. And I get really relaxed. It's so easy to go to sleep. Now I'm relaxing around my eyes and mouth. There comes a point when the muscles start to relax. And before I leave the body, I don't mean just floating out of it, I mean just taking my attention away from it. I just introduced this little visualization, and some people liked it. So imagine just opening up your skull, like a little hinge on one side, and like a little lid, you just open up. And take your poor brain, which has worked far too hard, worried too much, tried to please so many people. Take it out, imagine taking it out and put it in a little basket with a nice soft mattress or cushion and a blanket and a pillow and tuck it in your brain in that little basket outside of your head. Tucking it in and wishing it a good rest. Hey brain, you've been working way too hard. Take some time out now. You don't have to do anything right now. Ajahn Brahm is giving all the instructions so you can just have a rest. And then you become aware of your whole body. Just not in parts, but as a unit. Just sitting here. You've had your awareness in all different parts of it. You've actually been practicing present moment awareness and kindness. And this is the result. Your body feels relaxed, at ease. Hopefully, more relaxed than is usual for you. Mine does. Feels all nicely balanced, at ease. And I just relax it further until I feel this, I might as well call it a stage of bodily relaxation called delightful relaxation. I look for that delight and it's really very clear to my mindfulness now. My body feels just so at ease, it's pleasurable. Very clear pleasure. Feels great. Tingling with the ease of a relaxed body. I know that this is a really good position to go into the mind, inside. Not sight, smell, sight, hearing, smell, taste and touch, but inside to the mind, the knowing. The first thing to know is how peaceful are you? My old peaceometer. Give it a number from 10 to 1. 1 is really peaceful, 10 is agitated. Be honest, because you don't tell anybody, it's just for your own information, so that you can know that quality of your own mind called peace. How much is there? And what makes that peace reading more peaceful? And what disturbs you? You'll soon find out, quite obviously, past and future. That disturbs the mind. It's problems, busyness. And meditation is not about doing business. It's taking a break from all that work. So see if you can just ignore the past. Understanding that you don't learn from the past as much as you learn from the present, from being here. And now is where your future is being made. So this moment right now is so important for your health, happiness and wisdom. So be kind to this moment. Care for this moment. Let it be with a smile. And the other thing which disturbs your peaceometer is all this thinking, all this naming and figuring things out. You don't have to tell anybody what's happening in your mind right now. So you don't need to take notes, by which I mean the thinking. See if you can know inside without trying to figure anything out. No names, no theories, no dogma, just knowing. And let your brain slow down. I'm going to be quiet now. When I start speaking again, it'll be close to the end of the meditation, so shh. Enjoy the silence of now. How do you feel now? How peaceful is your mind? Why? What's the cause of inner peace? You learn that from your own experience, and meditation gets so easy. And what does peace feel like? It's one of the most delightful experiences, which costs nothing at all. You don't need to go anywhere to feel peace. And it's incredible health and well-being. Free, easy, always available. And then as you become aware of your body again, and the mind is at peace, the body just gets so relaxed. More relaxed than it was when you began. You can feel so much health and well-being. A mind at peace softens the body. Makes it easy to heal any wounds or malfunctions and everything to come together and feel great. So it's now close to the end of the meditation period. I'm going to ring the gong 3 times. Please listen to every ringing of that gong. If your mind is very peaceful, you can hear just so much in one ring of a gong. It's called enhanced awareness. But anyway, I'll ring it for 3 times. On the 3rd ringing of the gong, you may come out of your meditation. Excellent. So those who need to go out, you may, you want to come in, you come in. People do this anyway without me telling them, so. It's a nice thing about being a monk, you're not a control freak. Let go of your body, let go of your mind, let go of all the people who want to listen.